Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Every week we look at a topic, and on Tuesdays we relate that topic to the Bible. Our topic this week is judgment, when it's okay to judge somebody else or to be judged, or whether there really is no situation. And Jesus said some very well-known words in this passage that we're about to read. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Well, we know Jesus can't possibly mean that no one should ever notice when somebody else does something wrong, no one should pay attention to anybody else and just mind their own business, because Jesus, right in this passage, calls other people hypocrites. He clearly wants his followers to know who the hypocrites are and not be like them. Earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, he told his followers to have a greater righteousness than the Pharisees. There's a comparison built right into that. Later on in the Sermon on the Mount, he talks about false prophets. He wants them to know the difference between those who teach falsehoods and truth. Very clearly, he wants them to be able to discern and judge the difference. It's really important that we recognize Jesus is not saying we should be gullible and naive. He's not saying we can never discern anything or judge anything. He just wants our judgments to have the right motivations behind them. It's the difference between almost everything Jesus has said in the Sermon on the Mount and the false applications of them. Jesus is pointing out our motivations, and he wants our motivations, not just our outer actions, to be correct. If Jesus was really saying that we should never notice anybody else who's doing something wrong, who's in trouble, who's going to hurt themselves, it wouldn't make sense of really the rest of his teaching. He always wants people looking out for their brother. He always wants people to be helping one another, caring for one another. And when we ignore, using his illustration, a speck in somebody's eye, we're opening them up to infection. We're allowing them to be hurt, whether they know it or not. It's clearly not consistent with what Jesus has been teaching. He says right here, he wants his followers to be aware when there's a speck in somebody else's eye. He wants them to be so in touch with their brother that they can help them when they're hurt or going to be hurt. Now, what's the difference between judging somebody harshly and judging somebody properly? Well, it has to do with the motivation. Later in the Bible, the Apostle Paul taught his followers, clearly thinking about Jesus' teaching, he taught his followers to speak the truth in love. That can be our guidance for understanding the difference between judging somebody harshly and judging somebody with their best interests. If we can speak the truth in love, means we have the right motivation for telling somebody when they are doing something that is wrong or going to hurt them or going to hurt someone else. A little bit later on, Paul said this about his own struggle to apply speaking the truth in love to his own life and passing that on to those he was teaching. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld. For the Lord is able to make him stand. What Paul is pointing out is that when we pass judgment on others from a position above them, like we are their master, we're making ourselves into God. We're acting like we're God, like we're their master, that we're in charge and they've displeased us in some way, and we're letting them know they've done that from a position of authority and power over them. What Paul is saying is that when we are critiquing or challenging somebody, it should be from a different position. We should be doing it as their brother, as their equal, as somebody who stands under the same master, as somebody who knows they are not God, but there is a God who sets the standard for all we say and do. And that's the standard by which we want to be measured. The problem is when we start judging people by standards that we're not prepared to keep ourselves. We set ourselves up to be the master. We all know that that's something we've experienced before from the other side. Anytime you've been challenged or critiqued and you've immediately gone looking for that person to mess up so you can challenge and critique them back, you can tell that there's an unequal power relationship happening there between you. You're not both looking to follow and be judged by God's standards. but rather you're applying your own standards to one another. And we can all see through that. We can all see when somebody isn't living by the standards they set up for somebody else. We're going to see that in more depth tomorrow, but I've got a question for you to consider first. What is the difference between critique and judgment? Maybe you can use some of your own stories from your own life to help others in your discussion group to figure out the difference themselves. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.